Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll not only learn something new in this podcast, but also find yourself challenged and inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back from getting your work to work. I have a problem I need to confess to you all. I overthink everything, and it's affecting my life. I've probably written this entire paragraph several times because I keep overthinking the entire point, which in turn makes my point. I obsess over the details before I even know the big picture. This is a classic case of overthinking. Whether it's a project for myself or for a customer, I'm finding it difficult to find the boundary between getting a great product out and being a mind-reading first-cut perfectionist. As I find myself gripped by the power and allure of overthinking, I wonder where it comes from. Does it stem from perfectionism? Am I expecting too much of myself and my work? Or maybe I'm just overthinking it all. It's possible. Let me think about it. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/388. In the spirit of efficiency, I want to talk about overthinking and creativity. It is so easy to do. Take writing, for example. The reason why I think people struggle with writing is because we all overthink what we want to write about. Take editing. Writing, video, podcasts, for example, I simultaneously want to not only know what the big picture is, but also assemble the puzzle all at once while I'm coming up with the picture itself. And all of this triggers my ability to overthink, overanalyze, and obsess over the big picture and the tiny details. And when I'm trapped in overthinking, I'm not able to think objectively and clearly, which ultimately wastes time. And it's interesting because this form of overthinking is often incredibly self-critical. Like as I'm talking about this, the inner brain is saying, Chris, you're not being clear. You need to hit stop, rewrite it, re-speak it, re-say it, and maybe it'll come out better. But that's just overthinking showing up and stopping progress from happening. So why does overthinking happen? Well, as I was reflecting on this, I wrote six things down. The first was having an unclear scope of work. So if you aren't sure what the work is that you should be doing, of course you're going to overthink about what you should be doing because it's not clear, and therefore you're going to go every which direction. And that doesn't matter whether it's for yourself or a customer. You want a clear scope of work for your creativity so that you know what you need to do. The second is that sometimes deadlines are either non-existent or too tight. If you don't have a deadline, you can overthink yourself because you have the luxury to. But then if the deadline is so close or it's too tight, you're going to overthink because you got to hit the deadline. And there's a fine line between having an appropriate deadline where you can give yourself time to work through the solution and one where you're rushing. And rushing is what leads to, I think, that feeling of overthinking. The third thing that causes overthinking is self-doubt and insecurity. If you're struggling with your self-esteem and whether you're creative enough or whether you're good enough, I think you're going to overthink whether you're doing the right things for your creative work. And I think all of these lead to the fourth reason why overthinking happens is that perfectionism gets in the way. If you can perfect things as you go, why not do that? That's what overthinking says. So you overthink the frame level details instead of focused on the big picture story. And I do this all the time when I'm editing. Editing is a good example where overthinking can occur a lot. But interestingly enough, I think overthinking happens when we're bored or tired. if we aren't taking time to really rest and refuel and to get inspired and stoke our curiosity, we're going to overthink just about anything. And then I think the sixth reason why overthinking happens is because we hang out with other overthinkers. The people that we hang out with are the ones that will either propel good habits or get us stuck in bad habits. And I think overthinking, for me anyway, is a bad habit. Recently, I came across a book called Superthinking, The Big Book of Mental Models by Gabriel Weinberg and Lauren McCann. And something that they talk about in this book really inspired this entire episode. They write about something in computer science called premature optimization, where you tweak or perfect code or algorithms, optimize, too early, prematurely. If your assumptions turn out to be wrong, you're going to have to throw out all that work, rendering it ultimately a waste of time. As I've mentioned in the show a lot, my background was in web design and development, and I can understand premature optimization in that context because I would want to get into development faster before solving the actual business problem, and then I would have to repeat myself. But the same thing is true in all creative work. Premature optimization is a problem because we want to get into the later parts of our process too soon. All that work could be thrown away by the client when something changes, because I think overthinking is allowing us to hold on to the fact that we want things to stay as we know them. So if we overthink it, we don't have to evolve or change, as the work does naturally change. And it's so hard. I overthink all the time. I overthink my dreams. Like, I have to over-engineer, overproduce my dreams. And it's kind of exhausting. So I have to ask the question, how do you not overthink, or in terms of Weinberg and McCann's book, get trapped in premature optimization? I think the first thing that you need to do is admit that your creative and business processes might be broken. Take some time to examine where those processes trigger overthinking, not only of yourself, but your team or others that you connect with. If you can reevaluate your business processes and make sure that you don't allow overthinking to occur, maybe through accountability, or maybe through check-ins, or maybe through just making sure that the relationships that you've developed don't lead to overthinking, I think that is how you can build a tremendous creative and business process. The second, though, is to constantly communicate to yourself and your clients the difference between rough and finished work. That is often where I go astray, when I confuse the difference between rough and finished work. Rough means that you're trying to solve the problem still. You're trying to understand what the story is. You're trying to understand the solutions. And the finished work says, I know what it is. I know what's in place. Now let's refine, polish, and publish. I don't care how long you've been doing this work. You can easily confuse the two at any stage in your career. So as long as you allow yourself to say, hey, we are in the rough phase right now. It's going to be imperfect, and that's okay. Because everything can be refined. But you need to constantly communicate to yourself that and to your clients. Because if their expectations are of an amazingly polished piece while you're still in rough mode, you need to let them know kindly, hey, that's not how this works. We need to rough it out so that we can get it right. But the third thing to not overthink is you need to embrace simplicity. As Weinberg and McCann explain, Occam's razor helps here. It advises that the simplest explanation is most likely to be true. And I think with creativity, when we get trapped in overthinking, we're complicating things. We're keeping it too complex. So break it down to the simplest solutions. That doesn't mean that you're dumbing it down or making it impractical or not keeping to the true spirit of your project. It just means that you might be overcomplicating things. And it probably means, fourth, that you need to take a break. Because the thing is, when you are stuck in front of a computer or stuck in your workspace or stuck in an environment that causes you to overthink, you're probably tired, you probably need to eat, and you probably need to just take a breather. Because fifth and finally, the paradox of this all is how to not overthink means that you need to give yourself time to think. And oftentimes when I'm sitting in an editor, when I'm sitting in front of the computer, that's not the time to think. That's the time to really say, all right, this is what I've thought about, this is what I've communicated, and this is what I'm doing. But when you give yourself time to think, you're able to take it all in. You're able to hold space with all of the tools, all of the work, all of the solutions, and say, we're going to move from here to here to here, because the story is this. And so by allowing yourself the time to expand and analyze and be free with your work, then I think you don't overthink. And again, it's a paradox. It plays with my head. I started laughing when I wrote that because overthinking is an absence of thought. Even though you're over... it hurts to think that. But I think overthinking it means that you're not thinking as clearly and calmly as you should. I've probably beaten this episode to a pulp, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Because, hey, what better way to have an episode about overthinking than to overthink the entire thing? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.